Governor Sean Parnell has signed a bill easing the state's requirement for certain political candidates to file electronic disclosure information electronically. The governor signed House Bill 311 yesterday, 5 days after it passed both chambers of the legislature. The bill provides an exemption to the electronic reporting rule for candidates who have no broadband internet access or personal computer at their primary residence. It also delays the requirement from taking effect for 1 year until February 2013 and prevents the Alaska Public Offices Commission from changing requirements in the middle of an election cycle. The electronic reporting requirement only applies to candidates for state office and municipal candidates in communities of 15,000 or more people. The bill breezed through the legislature last week ahead of Wednesday's deadline for candidates to file their first disclosure reports of 2012 and their final reports of 2011. Many lawmakers expressed frustration at the online filing system developed by the Alaska Public Offices Commission, calling it slow, clunky, and hard to use. House Bill 311 modifies regulations the legislature adopted in 2007 in response to a federal corruption probe that ensnared several sitting lawmakers. House Majority Leader Alan Osterman says he's open to changes to a bill that would reestablish an Alaska Coastal Management Program. House Bill 325 was introduced Friday with Osterman as primary sponsor. Six other members of the House Majority Caucus, four Democrats and two Republicans, co-sponsored the bill. The bill was referred to the House Resources and Finance Committees, and Osterman says he'll request a hearing as soon as possible.
We will request a hearing on it. We will suggest changes that may or may not need to be made. And we will deal with any changes that people suggest as far as the process is concerned and what the bill should look like.
House Minority Leader and Juneau Democrat Beth Curtula signed on as co-sponsor as soon as the bill was introduced.
For me, it's maintaining people's ability to be part of the process and for Alaskans to be able to have the right to speak up against the federal government on its activities and projects in Alaska.
House Bill 325 closely mirrors a citizens initiative that's on track for a statewide vote later on this year. Lawmakers can preempt the measure with substantially similar legislation and would have a lot of leeway in doing so. The initiative proposes a coastal management program that gives local communities quite a bit more input than a bill that failed in the House last year. Osterman says the fact that initiative backers collected the required signatures in less than a month shows that there's strong support for that version of the program.
If I look at just the initiative process and the amount of people that and time frame that it took to generate those signatures to get it on the ballot, I think it shows a lot of support in reference to recreating the program.
Before closing last year, the Alaska Coastal Management Program allowed the state and local communities to have greater input into federal permitting decisions along Alaska's coastline. It also helped developers by streamlining the regulatory processes of various state and federal agencies. The legislature failed to reauthorize it after the Parnell administration and some House Republicans fought efforts to expand the role of local communities. Curtula, who once worked as a coastal management lawyer for the state, says the program gave Alaskans a voice they now lack.
It's the program that makes all of the agencies and the people involved and communities sit down at the table and work things out. And while the huge companies might have a whole permitting department and it may not be quite so difficult for them, it's pretty hard on the smaller companies or the individuals who want to go get permits that affect the coastal zone.
Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello is a prime sponsor of the Coastal Management Citizens Initiative and chairman of the Alaska Sea Party, which has been advocating for its passage. He says the group would prefer the legislature take action. If lawmakers wait to see if voters pass the initiative, Botello says then the proposed program would not get up and running until at least the summer of 2013.
It speeds up the process by at least a year. Legislation that is enacted now could be in place in the FY 13 budget cycle, which is to say after July 1st, 2012.
Botello admits the Sea Party also would like to avoid a costly and potentially divisive campaign to pass the initiative. He says the group would need to raise at least $500,000 to challenge any opponents and convince voters of the need for the program. Vitello expects some changes as the bill moves through the committee process, but he says the Sea Party believes certain provisions must remain part of the final legislation.
One is to make sure that all permitting agencies are part of the coastal management process. And second, we view the reestablishment of a coastal policy board as an important means by which local districts have meaningful input in the shaping of statewide standards.
Governor Sean Parnell last week said he prefers a public vote on the Coastal Management Initiative. Technically, the initiative is still under review by the Division of Elections, but Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell, who oversees elections, said recently the Sea Party appears to have collected enough valid signatures to certify the measure. The Sea Party has challenged the administration's cost estimate for the proposed program, which would increase the state budget by $5.4 million each year. The previous coastal management program was largely funded by the federal government, but the administration says the state can expect only $2 million per year in federal support for the new program. The State House and Senate are both working on increased funding to schools this year, but lawmakers disagree over how to get there. Dave Donaldson has more in the story.
House Speaker Mike Chenault from Kenai says he believes the House and Senate are close in principle over approving an increase in funding for local schools. But while the Senate has approved an increase in the base student allocation, or BSA, over the next 3 years, Chenault indicates the House is more in agreement with the governor, who opposes increasing the base amount of the appropriations. Speaker Chenault says that type of funding adds up.
Since 2004, the average daily membership cost for education, just in the general fund dollars, has went from $6,402 per kid to today averages $14,290 per kid, or a total cost of $842.7 million into 2013 at $1.8 billion.
The current BSA is only $5,680 per student. The amount of money Chenault refers to comes from the law setting up the formula. It adds extra money to that base for such things as students with special needs or for costs of providing service in various remote parts of the state. By combining money for low-cost schools, like Anchorage, with expensive schools like the Yukon Flats District, the average cost is closer to the number Chenault uses. Last year, the legislature did not raise the BSA. Instead, it provided extra funding specifically directed to covering the high costs of energy that school districts faced. The governor and proponents of a flat BSA this year say other special requirements can be met without making a commitment. But Carl Rose, the executive director of the Association of Alaska School Boards, says it all begins with the base student allocation. He says that's the linchpin for all the other calculations.
The only way you can factor these things in is through the base student allocation. If you put the money anywhere else, it's not reoccurring, and we can't function from year to year. Oh, I take that back. We will function. The buses will run, and the doors will open, and we will service our kids, but we will not be able to provide the kind of our program that, you know, that we expect from our schools.
School district leaders in the Capitol last week complained they could not make plans for next year without knowing if this year's budget will include those add-on grants, such as the energy costs of last year. The Senate bill increasing the BSA is currently in the House Finance Committee and is not now scheduled for hearings. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.